Dusche, Heiden, Atzilis, Heiden, Stelschus, Blickwul of Emmes. How could Yankov tell a lie and cheat his father, Yitzchak? And when he wanted to obtain the blessings, what did he say? Onoichi Esav Bechorecha. Everybody knows what Rashi explains. It wasn't mamish, an outright lie or a deception. He said, Onoichi Misha, Onoichi, I'm who I am, I'm Yankov. And yes, Esav Bechorecha, but Esav is Bechorecha. This is something which for a child or only person can say, this is emes. Isn't this a deception? Isn't Gnevas Das misleading his father? This emes, and especially emes, which is Titan emes, Yankov Eibishter gives this madrig of emes. How could he do such a thing? Of Hishu, this emes, Lamitoi, to come to such a to deceive and to lie and to cheat his father. Ladies and gentlemen, a Moridika Shaila. The answer for this is Rivka Forsa, that Yankov, it's impossible he should say something which is not emes. If he's going to come, even if it's a mitzvah kibbutz av eim, and he wants to obtain the blessing, the brachas, but he come and tell young Yitzchak, as I'm Esav, he'll start stuttering, he start get nervous, and he betrayed that he's not Yankov, he's not Esav. So Rivka, through Nevuah, said that the only way how Yankov can obtain the broches, she had to put on the garments of Esav. As everybody knows what it says in Chumash, she put on the garments of Esav. Once she put on the garments of Esav upon Yankov, even Yankov, the Bechir Shebeova is greater than Avraham Avinu, greater than Yitzchak, than Yitzchak. Yankov, the ultimate level of emes. Once you get dressed like a goy, your attitude, your mindset, and you can then becomes like a goy, and you can say a sheker, even Yankov. What do we see here? A moiridik thing. If a person is dressed like a yid, your whole mentality, in the shama, your behavior is like a yid. If Rachmon Letzlon, even Yankov Avinu, as soon as he puts on the garments of Esav, Yankov, Yankov, can become Rachmon Letzlon, a liar, and this is what the Torah tells us. So we see the tremendous power of cloth. We say the power of garments. Do garments have any power? Here we see this example. Let me give you another example. What Germany did to us recently in our generation, everybody knows. 150 years ago, the Yidden lived in Germany peacefully, had no problems with the Goyim, and suddenly, within a few years, Germany turned around, began oppressing the Jews, the pogroms, harassments, and a lot of oppressions against the Jews. And without any rhyme or reason, a big, famous rabbi, a Yekishe Rav in Germany, wrote to the Mendele Rimanover. He was the foremost disciple, the Talmud, the Chosem Lublin. He asked him, Rabbi, tell me, what's the reason suddenly the Germans became so anti-Semitic and started to harass and persecute the Yidden without any reason? What did Mendel Rimanover answered him? I have this letter, I saw this letter. He told him, the reason for all these persecutions, which the Goyim, you live for so many years, good and well with them, and suddenly became so anti-Semitic, he says, until then, it was the custom of men to button their jackets from right to left. Suddenly, the Yidden adopted the Goyish minhag. Men started to button their jackets from left to right. Until then, everybody, both men and women even now, button from right to left. Until then, till 150 years ago, even Yidden buttoned their jackets or their coats, their kapotes, from right to left, and suddenly became the adopted, the mother, the custom, the knowledge.